Welcome back here on Huskies Drive Time. Andrew Joda with us, assistant coach of the Nordic skiing teams. And Andrew, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks a lot. I'm doing pretty good.
Is this your first time on Drive Time?
This would be my first time, yes.
Where is the music? Da-da-da, and the crowd cheers. All right. Andrew's with us. And, another exciting weekend has just passed of Michigan Tech Nordic skiing. And talk about the performances both individually and as teams.
Well, you know what? We're pretty proud of the way that things went this weekend. Had a little issue with getting skis that were going to be gliding and gripping properly to the women on Saturday, but they definitely came back and had a little fire underneath them on Sunday. Also really proud of having Hoken, Helstuen, and Alice Flanders winning on Saturday, on Sunday. Hoken being the second male overall and the first collegiate, and Alice winning outright.
And it was a big-time win for Alice, right? 20-some seconds that she pretty much dominated the field in the women's race.
Right, 27 seconds. It was pretty phenomenal to see.
How about Joe talked about the fact that the races got moved to a different course on man-made snow. I know you're obviously heavily involved in waxing for the team. How does that affect your job and what you do?
Right. It didn't affect things too much. I mean, we went there. The Wax Tech and I were out there Friday morning early before the rest of the team showed up, and we were testing to figure out which waxes we might wanting to use on Saturday and Sunday. The main thing was that the course was consistent throughout. We were on man-made the entire loop. The issue arises when we have man-made snow and we have natural snow mixing together, parts of the course being natural, the other parts being man-made. Then it gets a little tricky.
How about just things? How are things going for you? Obviously, it's you've been around for a few years working with the team, and obviously as a student athlete here. But just give us your job and what kind of things you're doing on a day-to-day basis for the skiing teams.
Well, as the assistant coach for cross country and track and field, and then the associate head coach for Nordic. I mean, I'm working with all three seasons of sports. Both genders, so it keeps me pretty busy.
I would guess, yeah.
All year long, pretty much. Basically, what I'm doing in any given time is working with that sport season to make sure that we're prepared for competition, as well as I also work fairly closely with Nordic skiers throughout the year. Obviously, in fall and in winter, both the preseason and the in-season times is a little bit more important than perhaps in April and May when they're just kind of cooling their jets a little bit, regenerating.
And what kind of stuff are we talking about? Coming up with training plans? Are you working on travel for the teams? You know, are you involved in all those different things as well?
More or less, yes. Coach Hagemuller and I, we usually try to do a divide-and-conquer method with the travel. More often than not, he's the one that's organizing logistics, and I'm helping him to make sure that there's nothing that's falling through the cracks. The same with the training plans. He's putting together the master plan, and then he and I will discuss anything that might need to be changed as we go throughout the weeks.
How about as you move forward here, we got a weekend off. What will the team do as we have a weekend off? Athletes get some time off now, or will you guys continue training hard as we head down the stretch of the season?
We're kind of taking advantage of the fact that we don't have two races this weekend to get in a little bit of volume here. And as we move forward, the next race weekend is going to be a sprints and relays competition, which is not a collegiate qualifier for the NCAA championships. So we'll kind of be looking to train through that, getting in some quality volume that'll help us sustain high performances throughout the rest of the season.
And you got to be pretty happy that you got two of your athletes going to World Juniors as well. I think both Tom Bai and Deidre Irwin left yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, to head down to head to Marquette to fly over to Kazakhstan. They're probably somewhere in the air at this point on their way over there.
I think they're in Amsterdam already. I keep on getting messages from them that, we're in this airport, we're in that airport. So I'm fairly certain that they've landed at least once over on the other side of the Atlantic. Both of them are pretty excited, too. And, yeah, we're definitely fired up for them getting over there.
Sounds good. Andrew, thanks for taking some time today. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on all you and Joe are doing with the teams and all your success. And good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Andrew, Joe, here on Mix 93 WKMJ. More Huskies Drive Time? No. We're going to give away some tickets. Want to congratulate Blake Pianella, Offensive Player of the Week, I believe, in the WCHA, announced yesterday. And also, I think
Ben Stelzer
yeah. has also been named GLIAC Player of the Week, too. So very successful in weekend for the Michigan Tech hockey teams and basketball teams in that respect. And, yeah, Blake Pietel, Offensive Player of the Week, and Ben Stelzer named GLIAC North Player of the Week. So congratulations there. All right. Well, AT&T Real Yellow Pages, who sponsors the Lazy Boy Lookout, best seats in the house at Michigan Tech Hockey. And we're going to take our second caller on the mix line right now. But our rule is that if you have ever won Lazy Boy Lookout seats, ever, 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 please let somebody else win today. 483-4054. You are caller number one. 483-4054. We'll take our second caller. AT&T Real Yellow Pages, Lazy Boy Lookout. This is for Friday night's game. Hi, who's this?
Madison Bushel.
Madison, what was the last name? Bushel?
Yep.
All right, Madison. Hang on the line there, okay?
Okay.
All right, Madison Bushel is our winner there for the Friday night Lazy Boy Lookout seats, and we'll give away Saturdays a little bit later on today here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Anything else, Wes?
Junior hockey night coming up this weekend. Yeah, lots of home events. Hope to see everybody out at the games. There's only 5 more home games for basketball teams, 5 more home games for hockey. Coming down the stretch here. Hope to see everybody out to the games, and looking forward to another big weekend. Hopefully we can make an 8-0 again.
Yes, and I want to remind everybody that the season ticket appreciation night is Friday night for Michigan Tech hockey. Season ticket holders at the game, at the Central Ticket Office, go there. You can get a free general admission ticket to give to somebody for the Northern Series, the Northern home game that still is coming up later on in the season. So it's kind of a cool little promotion that they're doing, big promotion, actually. And and plus season ticket holders can get free popcorn and stuff like that. So all kinds of deals. You can get all the information on the Michigan Tech website at michigantechhuskies.com. And yeah, Wes, let's have a great home weekend, hey?
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, Dirk.
All right, let's get to Mitch Lanky is coming up in just a moment. That is Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Again, our email address, dj@themix93.com. That's dj@themix93.com.